Election Day. And although many of you have already cast your ballot, many more will be heading out to vote in person or to drop your ballot.
Go out and maybe vote. They should bring the rain.
Democrats are trying to hold on to their slim advantage in Congress.
Do not let the rain stop you.
It has been an expensive and heated campaign to become the next mayor of L.A., and it all ends today.
It all ends today. Finally, the final day to vote in the 2022 midterms. If you haven't cast your ballot yet, the good news is there is still time. Polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight. And even if you're not registered, you can do that too when you go vote. There are a lot of key races on the ballot this year. Mayor of LA, as you just heard, a handful of state and local propositions, governor, other statewide offices. And California voters could really decide which party controls the U.S. House. That's because our state is home to a bunch of races that are actually competitive this year. In some of those contests, the campaign attacks have turned pretty ugly and personal. In Orange County, an incumbent Republican is running ads that accuse her Democratic challenger of supporting China's Communist Party. And in an LA race that pits Democrat against Democrat, one candidate is accusing the other of getting support from QAnon believers. Manvi Singh has been covering some of California's close House races for The Guardian. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, let's talk about the race here in Los Angeles between Democratic incumbent Jimmy Gomez and his fellow Democrat, David Kim, who is a progressive Democrat. These are two Democrats in the race. Obviously, will have no bearing on which party will control the House. However, this race, though, has gotten surprisingly ugly. And Gomez, the incumbent, is accusing Kim of campaigning with QAnon support and MAGA support. And he has also sent out mailers juxtaposing Kim with images of January 6th rioters and Donald Trump. Again, Kim is a progressive Democrat. What's happening here?
Yeah, I mean, so Jimmy Gomez's campaign has said that this traces back to the last time those two candidates faced off in 2020. Gomez ended up winning that race by about 6 points. But after the primaries, Kim had sought the endorsements of the other candidates who didn't make it out of the primaries. And among them was a Republican, Joanne Wright, who turns out ascribed to some QAnon conspiracy theories. Gomez's campaign has said that means Kim has aligned himself with QAnon. They say that he accepted her endorsement even after he knew that she was a right-wing extremist.
And what does Kim say about that?
Well, Kim said he didn't know. He didn't know that she ascribed to QAnon conspiracy theories, thought she was just kind of a run-of-the-mill Republican. And at the time, he thought it was a good idea. He didn't just ask her. You know, he asked all the other primary candidates for endorsements, because he thought that would be a nice gesture to show he could work across political divides.
And again, this is not in the current campaign. This is in the previous one in 2020.
Right.
But and Gomez actually, is bringing it up now because why? He's afraid he's going to be beaten?
Yeah, I think that it is turning out to be a little bit of a competitive race. You know, I guess they would both be considered pretty progressive, you know, in terms of the policies they support. But there are some differences in how each might govern. Kim has picked up the support of certain progressive groups like the Sunrise Movement, Youth Climate Strike, Ground Game LA. And they think that maybe Kim could be, you know, a fresh new progressive to advance some of their goals. And so this could be a way for Gomez to say, you know, not only do I have experience here, but, you know, Kim might not be what he seems he is.
And is this race too close to call at this point? Do we know what the polling says?
I think Gomez is still sort of favored to win. You know, he Kim by a pretty good margin last time as well.
Okay, moving on to Orange County, there's another race that's gotten really ugly. This is a traditional Democratic versus Republican race. It pits the Republican incumbent Michelle Steele against Democrat Jay Chen. And this district was redrawn this year to give Asian Americans more influence. Steele is Korean American. Chen is Taiwanese American. So how competitive is this race?
This one's pretty competitive. This is a new district. It was basically drawn to sort of concentrate the voting power of a number of Asian American groups. And, you know, it includes like younger progressive voters, kind of older voters that lean more conservative, and both campaigns are really giving it their all, I guess.
Right. And then the Steele campaign is engaging in some pretty dirty campaign tricks, from what I understand. She's running doctored ads that accuse Chen of being sympathetic to China's Communist Party, holding a copy of the Communist Manifesto in his hand, which is a doctored image. And some of these mailers are in Vietnamese. So what's going on here?
This newly dawned district, it includes Orange County's Little Saigon. And there we have sort of, you know, one of the largest concentrations of Vietnamese people of Vietnamese descent outside of Vietnam. And a lot of these people, especially sort of first generation people, or people who, you know, came to the U.S. as refugees, maybe they are really weary of Chinese communism. And that's something that Michelle Steele's campaign has looked to exploit. But of course, the attack ads this time around, they land a little differently when they're being lobbed against a fellow Asian American and against a Taiwanese American candidate.
And how is she defending these ads?
The accusation that China's sympathetic to communist China, Steele's campaign says that roots back to his support of, this is back when he was on a school board and voted in favor of adopting this sort of free language program to teach Mandarin in schools. That program ended up never getting adopted. This was, you know, I think it was in 2010. Later it, you know, came out that this program had ties to the Chinese government. It was sort of problematic. Fair enough. But it is sort of a big stretch then to go from there to these like doctored images, right, of like Jay Chen in a classroom indoctrinating children or something.
Yeah. And I guess this is also very competitive. Otherwise, we wouldn't be seeing these dirty tricks, right?
Right, exactly. And this is sort of a key race that could help determine, you know, which party will control the House of Representatives.
All right. Another race that could do that is up in the Central Valley between incumbent Republican David Valadao and Democrat Rudy Salas. And this has become the second most expensive House race in the nation. What's happening here?
This is a Central Valley congressional race where there's a lot of swing voters, a lot of Latino voters. And it's currently held by David Valadao, but Democrats are really seeing this as a pickup opportunity. And Valadao is sort of a moderate Republican. His Democratic challenger is a more moderate or centrist Democrat. And it's getting really down to the wire.
Mm. Right. And he, we should note, is one of just 10 Republicans in the House who voted to impeach former President Donald Trump after the January 6th insurrection. And just, you know, most of them didn't survive their primaries, but he is one of two who actually has a shot of keeping his seat this year. So is that factoring into this race with the base?
I mean, to some extent, in this district, seems like what voters are really concerned about are like economic issues, cost of living, inflation. And that's maybe one of the kind of things that is top of mind that voters are evaluating. You know, in California, it probably helps Valadao to an extent that he did vote for impeachment. On the other hand, he is, you know, for legislation that would define life as beginning at conception. So it's sort of hard to kind of tease out some of these complexities.
Manvi Singh, she's covering California's competitive House races for The Guardian. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.